This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called for a 90-day reduction in violence in Afghanistan and a United Nations-led peace effort as he warns the United States could withdraw all forces after May 1st. That's according to a letter to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. The letter from Blinken was first published by Tolo News, an Afghan news outlet, and confirmed by the New York Times. State Department spokeswoman declined to confirm the letter's veracity, but said that the United States has not made any decisions about the force posture in Afghanistan after May 1st. On Saturday, Afghanistan's Taliban said its leaders have restarted peace talks with the United States. A spokesman for the Islamist insurgent group said the meeting took place Friday night in Doha, where Taliban official Abdul Ghani Bardar and U.S. peace envoy Zalmay Khalilzad led their respective teams. The Taliban have rejected Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government as an illegal entity and product of the U.S. occupation of Afghanistan. Yemen's Houthi forces fired missiles Sunday at the heart of Saudi Arabia's oil industry, attacking a Saudi Aramco facility in an assault the kingdom said was aimed at the security and stability of the global energy supply. A Houthi spokesperson said that the group has launched 14 drones and fired 8 ballistic missiles in a wide operation in the heart of Saudi Arabia. The Houthis recently stepped up cross-border attacks on Saudi Arabia at a time when the United States and the United Nations are pushing for a ceasefire to revive stalled political negotiations to end the war. This is VOA News. South Korea will increase its contribution to the cost of U.S. forces stationed in the country under an agreement reached with the United States, according to the State Department. A State Department spokeswoman said the agreement reflects the Biden administration's commitment to modernizing its democratic alliances around the world to advance shared security and prosperity. The spokeswoman said the agreement includes a meaningful increase in host nation support contributions, but she gave no further details. There are about 28,500 U.S. troops stationed in South Korea. Pakistani officials said Sunday the gunman ambushed a vehicle transporting Navy personnel in southwestern Gwadar district, killing at least one sailor and seriously wounding two others. A minister for the province of Balochistan told VOA the assailants targeted the Pakistani Navy vehicle with automatic weapons Saturday evening near the coastal town of Jawani. The district is home to a Chinese-run deep-water port. It's a centerpiece of the multi-billion-dollar China-Pakistan economic corridor. They condemned the incident as a terrorist attack, saying personnel from the Navy's Quick Response Force were on board the vehicle. The Balochistan Liberation Army, which the United States has declared a global terrorist group, took responsibility for the attack. It claimed the shooting killed 4 Navy officers and wounded 2 others, although the group's claims are often inflated. The Ivory Coast main opposition party on Sunday claimed victory in a legislative election, alleging that preliminary results were riddled with irregularities. Saturday's vote was a key test of stability 4 months after violence around a disputed presidential poll claimed 87 lives in the former French colony. A top official with the center-right Ivory Coast Democratic Party said his party is concerned that the results may have been manipulated and warned the government against any attempt to falsify them. Iran has released a British-Iranian aid worker from house arrest after the end of her 5-year prison sentence, but a lawyer says she has been summoned to court again on another charge. The project manager with the Thomson Reuters Foundation was arrested at a Tehran airport in April 2016 and later convicted of plotting to overthrow the clerical establishment. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.